This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 16, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Just as we were nearing deadline, the National Transportation Safety Board announced that as a result of its ongoing investigation into the uncontained failure of a Pratt & Whitney PW2037 engine, it's issuing an urgent recommendation to the FAA to require all the engines in the field to be removed from service for inspection of the second stage turbine hubs well before they reach the 10,880 hours or 4,392 cycles accumulated by the incident engine before the failure happened. That happened on a Delta 757 August 6th during takeoff from McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas. You can find a link to the PDF version of the full NTSB recommendation at aero-news.net. Fuel hedges, as pioneered by Southwest Airlines, are wonderful when oil prices are high. But when the price of oil falls, those hedges can be an albatross. Southwest yesterday proudly boasted of its 70th consecutive quarterly profit, but at the same time admitted a third quarter net loss of $120 million, or 16 cents per share. So how can Southwest say it made money? By dismissing fuel hedge losses with the phrase, excluding special charges. Southwest has nearly all of its fuel hedged at $51 per barrel through 2009. That means the lower the price of oil goes, even if it stays higher than the hedged price, the less competitive Southwest's position relative to other airlines paying current market rate. Delta Airlines reported yesterday it lost $26 million in the third quarter and attributed that loss mostly to fuel prices. In last year's third quarter, Delta earned $220 million. AMR, the parent of American Airlines, lost $360 million compared to earnings of $175 million for the same period last year. These reports also provide opportunities for corporate executives to look forward. The New York Times reports executives at Delta expressed hope the recent steep drop in oil prices, combined with capacity reductions, may help airlines weather an economic downturn. American Airlines execs were less bullish, warning that fuel prices could rise again at any time, and that recent financial turmoil could hurt business bookings. Despite reporting a $360 million quarterly loss, American Airlines CEO Gerard Arpey says the airline can't stop planning for the future. The comment came as American announced it plans to purchase as many as 100 Boeing 787-9 Dreamliners. Under terms of the agreement announced Wednesday, American would take delivery of its first 787 in 2012, part of a 42-plane initial order. Those deliveries would run through 2018. American also has purchase rights for another 58 planes as needed, starting in 2015. Arpey observed, quote, "The 787 will help reduce our fuel and maintenance costs, lessen our environmental impact, and support our goal of providing industry-leading products and services over the long haul," unquote. Airbus has weathered this year's economic crisis relatively well, taking in 737 new orders and projecting about 470 aircraft deliveries. But on Wednesday, Airbus anticipated a slowdown with an announcement it will pause its planned ramp-up of A320 production, keeping deliveries at the current rate of 36 per month. The company announced several months ago it planned to build as many as 40 A320s per month to help fill a deep order backlog. Airbus recently revealed that its own internal analysis shows more than a quarter of its backlog could be at risk in an economic downturn. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. EAA's Oshkosh upgrades hit local opposition. A space historian says retiring the shuttle is the right move. And how big a problem is the U.S. Airways pilot civil war, really? Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, our final excerpt from NBAA's VLJ panel. Four executives discuss training and insurance and field questions from the audience. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.